We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Gabby Petito's family broke their silence today, recalling the love they have for their daughter and the heartbreak they now feel after getting what they call no help from the family of the man police want to question about their daughter's disappearance. Here's Carol DiOria.
The parents and step-parents of Gabby Petito didn't want to talk about the Laundry family, but their attorney Rick Stafford said the Laundries didn't help them find Gabby, and they're sure is not going to help find Brian. Brian Laundry, Gabby's boyfriend, is considered a person of interest in her disappearance by law enforcement. Gabby's father, Joe Petito, said they are trying to focus on helping others who might be missing.
We need positive stuff to come from the tragedy that happened, all right? We can't let her name be taken in vain. We need positive stuff, all right? So anything that we can do to bring that up and help people, that's what we want to do.
Petito, his wife Tara, and Gabby's mother Nicole Schmidt and her husband Jim then showed off tattoos they received Monday night that Gabby had designed. They read, "Let it be and believe." Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
20 years later, folks still picketing for benefits stemming from their work on the pile at Ground Zero. EMS workers, corrections officers say because they're not covered by the same pension plan as the cops and firefighters, they feel like they're getting left out of the benefit pool. Newsman Roger Stern went over there.
Sal Tertorici was an EMS worker at Ground Zero, and he says it took 3.5 years to get disability, even though he couldn't work.
My cancer had affected 5 of my organs. I had 5 organs manipulated or taken out.
He and others like him are covered by NYSERS, the NYC Employee Retirement System. These workers gathered in front of NYSERS headquarters. Gary Smiley is the liaison for these 9/11 responders.
It is medically and morally incomprehensible that these doctors can say they are not sick.
What's more, he says the pension system makes it difficult to get money from the federal 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in downtown Brooklyn.
And of course, our producers have reached out to NYSERS to see what they have to say about it. So far, it's been crickets. Some union members say that's what they've been getting now for months. Regarding a COVID vaccine for children, a new poll says more than half the parents surveyed say they'd let their kids 12 and under get a shot if it were available. The poll by the Gallup people says the parents' readiness to have their kids vaccinated varies based on their own confidence levels, vaccination status, and their party identification. You know, they had to put politics in it. Folks who are worried about their child getting COVID are nearly unanimous in their willingness to get their kid sleeves rolled up. Those who are less worried about an infection are just the opposite. The stronger predictor, though, involves parents who've been fully vaccinated. 82% have gotten a shot, and they say they want their kids to do the same, so the whole house is immunized. But 1% of the parents who don't plan to get themselves immunized say their kids won't be getting a shot anytime soon either. As mom and dads go, so the kiddos, so goes the kiddos, and that's the way it goes.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.